of Kain Tassel Doris. The same way they were first Makadish. The Mishkan, that's the way, whenever you want to add on Kedusha to a Makom, you have to have all these things. Rashi says, V'chein Tassel Kroy Yisera, L'medrash L'doris, Uvi Yimei Moshe Du Melech. Moshe was the Melech. V'Novi, Moshe was the Melech and a Novi. V'Yakov Kroyin Godel, his brother was there, Aaron, the Kroyin Godel was there. V'Yurim V'Tumim, V'Shivim V'Kainim. So just like then, when Moshe was Mekadosh to Mishkan, he had a Melech, a Novi, a Kohen Gadol, the Urim V'Tumim, the Shivas Kenim, L'Doris, you have to have the same thing. Most of Rob raised the question, Kol HaKelim Shosu Moshe, Mishichosu Mekachosim. When Moshe made the Kelim for the Mishkan, what gave it its Kedusha? The Shemen HaMishra. Moshe poured on top of it the Shemen HaMishra, that gave it its Kedusha. But Mikan V'Yelech, after Moshe Rabbeinu's times, Avodosu Mechanchosim, they did not have the Shemen HaMishra anymore. So what was Mekadosh to Kelim? The Avoida. When they started to use it, the first time they used the Mizbeach, they used the Kelim, that gave it its Kedusha. The question is, Ramai, how could they receive Kedusha later on differently from the way it was by Moshe? The name, why don't I say, V'chein Tassel Adoris, that the same way it was done by Moshe with the Shemen HaMishra, that's the way it has to receive its Kedusha, L'Dor Adoris. How come it could change? So Moshe says, Shani Yosemir, it's different. See, on the quote, the Pesach says, Vayimoshchom, Vayikadish Oysom. Him, Mashmo Oysom B'Mashicha. Only at that time, B'Zman Moshe, does the Kelim need Mashicha. But V'Loy L'Doros B'Mashicha. But L'Doros, you do not have to put Kedusha through Mashicha of the Shemen HaMishcha, but rather it's enough, just Avedosom Mechan Chosom. It's enough the Avedir alone.
All right, we'll stop here.
You're holding off Tezvov. The question was, how do we know? The Mishnah says when you want to be Mekadosh the Azora, add on to the Beis Hamikdash, you have to have a Melech, a Novi, Urim V'Tumim, and the Shuvah Tekenim. So what it says, V'chein Tassel Doros on top. That the same way that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he made the Mishkan, Rashi says he was a Melech, he was a Novi, and Aaron was there with Urim V'Tumim, and the Shuvah Tekenim, who are the L'Doros? Whenever you add on to the Azora, you have to have all these. The Gemara says, Mosav Rava. It says, Kol HaKelim Shosin Moshe, Mishichosim Mikachosim. The Kelim that Moshe Rabbeinu made in the Mishkan, what gave it its Kedusha? The Mishicha. Moshe had anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha, the special oil. But Mikan V'Yelech afterwards, if the Kli broke, and they had to make another one later on, Avodosu Mechanchosim. Later on, they did not need the Shemen HaMishcha anymore, but it was enough, sufficient, just to use it. The avoider, the use of it, the shirus, that's what's mechanachit. Question is, Gamai, the name of V'chein Tassel Adoros. Why don't I say the post says V'chein Tassel Adoros, whatever was done by Moshe, by the Mishkan, has to always be done. So just like then the Kedusha came through the Mashicha, maybe Adoros also later on. You have to have the Shemen HaMishcha. It's not enough just to use it. So Moshe says, Shami Yosem, here it's different. The Yom HaKor, the post says, V'yimoshchom V'yikadish Oysom. That they anoint them, and that gave it its Kedusha. But it says, Lashon Oysom, so the Darshan Oysom B'Mashicha. Only the Kelim, the Shas Moshe Rabbeinu, needs a Mashicha to anoint it with the Shemen HaMishcha, with the special oil. But the Lord Lederus B'Mashicha, Lederus, you do not need Mashicha. What do we need Lederus afterwards? If they made a new Kli later on, they need Shiras using it. But the Gemara in Eimah 1, I said like this, Oysom B'Mashicha, true. The Shas Moshe Rabbeinu, it was enough just to anoint the Shemen HaMishcha. But L'Doros, for later on, Oida Mashiach, Oida Avoida. Maybe you should have a choice. Either one should be enough. Whether you want to use Shemen HaMishcha or whether you want to just use it with the Avoida. How come we said L'Doros, it's only the Avoida, not the Mashiach? So in the Ratopo, my quote, the Pesach says, Ashe Yishon Subom, Ba'Kodesh, that Tolo HaKosim B'Shirus. The Pesach is mashma that what gives the Kli Shoreth its Kedusha, the Shirus using it. When you do the Avoida with it, the Avoida is Mechancham. So mashma the Avoida itself. So Mar says, Hashtiv so, the cost of Achmon Asher Shosu, now that you're telling me the Pesach says that the Shirus working with the Kli, using the Kli for the Avoida, that's what gives its Kedusha from this Pesach, is so Oysom Lomeli. Why do I need the word Oysom by Moshe, what says by Yemoshchom, by Yikadish Oysom? Pshita, it was only with the Shemen then, and not L'Doros. Because the Dervis, it says you have to have Shiras. You have to wait until you first use it. The Gemara says no. Eloi Kotzer Rachamon Oysom of the Torah would have not written the word Oysom Havamina Hane Yudim Mashicha. True, B'Shas Moshe, it was enough just Mashicha. But L'Dorois, later on, B'Mashicha U'V'Yavoida. Maybe later on you V'Daska need two things. You would need to be Moshach, to use the Shemen HaMishcha, and also you would have to wait until you work with, use the Kli for the Avoida. Dog see the chain tasu. It says like both things. It says the chain tasu, you should need a mashicha, and it says like shay yishol shulbam, you need shayrus. So therefore, miyut rachamon oisam. The Torah says the word oisam by Moshe by vayimoshcha mekadosh oisam teaches us oisam be mashicha. Only the shas Moshe do we need a mashicha, but the later days the mashicha. But the later days, later on, what's mekadosh the kelim is only the shirus and not vayimoshcha. Mashenkes Ra'alalacha, the chain tassel applies L'Doros, that the same way Moshe was Mekadosh the Mishkan, the same way L'Doros. If you ever want to give the Kedusha onto the base of Migdash, or air onto the base of Migdash, you need all these things. Then the Mishnah says, U'vishtei Toidus. They used to have two Toidus with them. The question is, what does it mean? So Moshe says, Tana, we learned, Shtei Toidus Yomru, V'lachmon, not V'noi Bibsoran. You do not have to have two animals, two carbonus. It's enough if you just take two breads from the carbon toidah. You don't need the animals. Just two breads is enough. That's what they went around, walked around the Azor with. Now, how do we know this? Omer Rav Chizu D'Yamakor, the Pasuk says in the Chemya, this was by the Chinuch of the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, when it wanted to be Mekadosh the Mokom, it says, the Amidah Shtei Toidahs, that we stood up there, two toidahs, and it says, Gedolos, they were big ones. The Sahaluchais Liyamin, they walked around on the right side, Meyala Chaima, near the wall of Yerushalayim. This is when they want to give Kedusha to the Chaimas Yerushalayim. Now, my Gedolos, what does it mean they use Shtei Toidos Gedolos? Elaine, if you want to tell me, Mimin Godol Mamish, that it means you have to use an ox, a bokor, and not soy, not the small sheep, is so, name a Purim. It should say clearly, reuse Purim. It shouldn't say Gedolos, it should have said Purim. That means an ox should have said Purim. Ela rather Gedolos means the Minim. No, it's true, you could use it saying, you could use a lamb, you could use a sheep, but it means when you take a sheep, it has to be a big sheep. For the Gemara, that's no Svara. Miyika Chashivusa Kani Shmaya. Does that mean anything? Once the Allah is that a sheep is enough, what's the difference how big the sheep is? The Yatani would learn like this. Nema bi oilas behema, says by the korban oilas behema, isha reach nechayach l'Hashem. That's one thing. Then it says, oilas oif, isha reach nechayach. That burning the oif gives a reach nechayach, gives a reach nechayach to Hashem, makes Hashem happy. The mincha, isha reach nechayach. But all three, it says the same thing, that the burning of it gives a nachas ruach to Hashem. Melamed comes to teach us, whether you bring a big carbon or a small carbon, whether it's a behema, a mincha, or a knife, it just depends where your lev is. You have to have good intentions. If you have a good lev, so here, once you bring it sign, the prophet does not have to say it was gedolos. What's the difference if it was big or not? The main thing is, what's your intentions? Why are you bringing it? Ela, rather, what does it mean, gedola here? It means gedola shebet toido. It means the big breads of the tor- of the toido. We know when you have a korban toido, you have to bring 40 lechems with it. Now, these 40, there were four categories. One was chometz, and the other three were three different types of matzahs. Now, the types of chometz, the 10 of chometz, was the same amount of flour used as the other 30 lachmam made for the three types of matzahs. So therefore, the type of chametz was a bigger lechem than the type of matzahs. That's what the pasuk means. They used two lachmam of the chametz of toida. Or my niyu, what are they? Chametz. They used two breads, two loaves of the chametz of the korban toida. That's what it was. The tznam would learn like this. Ha toida, when you have a korban toida, to make them lechem, to make the 40 breads for the korban toida, they used to start off with 5 soyim of flour, Shein Shesh Midboris, which really is six soyin of the Cheshbon and the Midbar, that they added on a sixth onto the Cheshbon. Shein Shtei Eifos, which these are two Eifos, that's the amount of flour. Now, the Eifa, each Eifa was Shalosh Soyin, was three soyin. Esrim Isorin, the kids said there were 20 Isorin of flour. Now, Asorah Lechomitz, the Asorah Lematzah. That's the way they divided up this flour. 10 Isorin was used for the 10 Lachmon of Chomitz, and 10 was used for the 30 of Matzah. Over Matzah, we know by Matzah, Shalosh Minim. There were three different types of matzah that was used by the Lachmei Toida. There were 30 matzahs made. Chalais, that's one type of matzah. Rikikin, small wafers. Revuchin, boiled up, fried. So you see clearly that the lechem of chametz, that's the bigger lechem. Because one lechem of chametz was the size of three lachman of matzah. So the Pasuk says that when they made the kiddush around the Beit Yerushalayim, they used shtei toides gedolos. Gedolos means which type of the toide did they use from the big type of bread, teaching the halacha that you have to take the two toides of chametz. That's what's used. Now, Omar Rami Bar Choma, Eino Azorah Miskadeshes Ela B'Shira Mincha. Even though here in the Pasuk in the Chemia, it says when they made a kiddush around Yerushalayim, they used shtei toides gedolos, which means two lachma of chametz, but he says that's only for Yerushalayim. But when you're making the kiddush around the Yazorah, the Beis Hamikdash itself, then you have to use shirim mincha. You have to use leftover from a korban mincha. That's the bread. In other words, the flour left over from the mincha, bake it and make a matzah out of it. In other words, it cannot be chametz, it has to be a matzah. My time, what's the reason? Oh, we'll soon see. So far it says shirim mincha, which has kiddushes haguf. It's called Kodesh Kedoshim. My time, though, because it says Kirushalayim. We learn out the same way they made the Kiddush by Yerushalayim with Toidah, so in the Azorah, you have to use something that's Kodesh Kedoshim. So it's like this. Ma Yerushalayim. Dovra Nechubo. Just like when you give Kedusha to Yerushalayim, you have to use something that you can eat inside Yerushalayim, like the Lachmei Toidah, Kachem Kalim, Mekadesh, Mekacho, is Af Azorah, the same thing when you come to make Kiddush around the Azorah, the Beis Hamikdash, Dovra Nechobro. You have to use something that could be eaten inside the Azorah. His Mekadsha, that's what you need to give it its Kiddusha. So Mori asks, Oto Lachmei Toida B'Azorah Miloi Misafli? What are you talking about? You're allowed to eat the Lachmei Toida inside the Beis Hamikdash also. It's only a Lachmei, you can eat it outside also. But you could eat it inside. Ela rather means like this. Ki Yerushalayim, that Ma Yerushalayim, just like here by Nehemiah, when they made the Kiddush around Yerushalayim, Dovra Nechubo, V'yoytzim Emenu Nisal, they use something like the Lachmei Toida, which is Kachem Kalim, that you're allowed to eat it inside Yerushalayim, but not outside. As soon as you would go outside Yerushalayim, it would be a psul of Yoytze. So Af Azara, the same way when you want to give a Kiddush onto the Azara, onto the Beis Hamikdash, it has to be with something, Dovra Nechel Bo, but we ha Yoytze, Mimeno Niso. You should know if you take it out, there's a Psu Yoytze. Now, so therefore it has to be a Mincha, because the Mincha has Kedusha Saguf on it. It's Kedush Kedushim. So therefore it has to be eaten inside the Azara, not outside. Mashenk and Lachmei told you could eat it outside the Beis Hamikdash. In the whole Yerushalayim, that's not sufficient for the Kiddush of the Azara. Now the Gemara says, maybe Ima Lahalin Chomitz Afkan Chomitz, maybe just like by Nehemiah, by the Lachmei Toida Gedolos, they use the Lachmei Toida of Chomitz, maybe now from the Shuri Mincha, the leftover Mincha, after the Kohen made the Kemitza, the leftover Mincha, that's Nechal for the Kohanim, maybe they have to make it into Chomitz. So the Gemara says, no. Afkan Chomitz must be Tizbro. Is that a Svara? Mincha Chomitz Mika. You're not allowed to make a mincha into chametz. Like Rashi says, "There's called a mincha shetakav l'Hashem loy teyof v'chametz." You're not allowed to make it into chametz. You have to.